Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Welcome to Hambone and the Guy. It's 2 p.m. here in Dublin, Ireland, isn't it? We're proud to join the team here at U2X Radio on Sirius XM. We're going to the skies. Shout out to Bono for hooking us up with the new job. Hambone, you think we're going to meet the edge?
I feel like I'm on the edge, brother.
Proud to be here, coming through outer space. Shout out to the folks at WPIG in Dayton for dropping the charges against us.
We do appreciate that.
Thank you very much. We had no idea slaughtering a pig on air would be such a problem.
I thought that station was for fucking...
I thought that was part pussies, of the fun.
Dude. I thought it was like a cool station to be on.
I did too.
I thought they liked The Rock.
I mean, we like to live hard. We like to slaughter pigs on the air. And apparently the secretary was vegan. We didn't realize the pigs.
Women, you know?
Women. We didn't realize the pigs.
Hambo.
We didn't realize the pig's blood would spray like that when we shot it in the head.
Sorry, I watched Carrie. I didn't think it'd be that big of a deal.
It was funny. She was eating. It was that.
You know,
that high school
monumental comedy.
Yeah. The high school comedy where Carrie, she's there. They all share
Yeah, about
a
that fucking hot witch.
Yeah. Sabrina?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Carrie, the teenage witch.
It's true. But fortunately, there's no extradition over here in Ireland, so I think we're cool. And we were off last week.
Yeah,
Hambone.
We were hanging out with Ghislaine Maxwell.
We were over there. Well, actually, I mean, you know, before we skipped over the pond, you spent some time in New York. Was that a fun time for you?
Yeah, it was good, man. Yeah. It was. I hate New York City because all the people and all the women.
Yeah,
Hambone.
Yeah,
the women and minorities, but
Hambone.
Now I'm just using that to tag up the ones that are definitely yours.
Yeah. Well, it's like all the part of this fucking shitty guy character where you're just the worst person on the
guy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what is your thing?
You know, just being really cool. I'm kind of like the looks, and then you're kind of like the. Yeah. But I'm glad
I didn't
you
mean to laugh so hard. I'm sorry. You are cute.
I didn't register that.
You're cute.
Anyway, you were having fun in New York after being the first person to get diagnosed with type 1, 2 diabetes. That's actually 1 and 2 at the same time. So we appreciate everyone throwing their support at the GoFundMe for Hambone. We're glad to have you back
here. My blood sugar.
Yeah. I don't have blood sugar.
My blood is sugar.
It's blood hyphen sugar. It's pretty much a corn syrup at this point. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, you know what they make Flamin' Hot Cheetos out of? That's basically what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you got over there.
High
but,
fructose.
Well, we're glad to have you back here. Anyway, top of the morning to you on this Sunday, bloody Sunday, here at U2X Radio. We got a couple good stories lined up. Let's see if we can find what we're looking for.
I wish I had a gun. Yeah. I wish I had a gun. I wish we were back on the pig where they gave us guns.
Oh, man.
Studio.
I wish I knew how to dismantle an atomic bomb.
Hello.
Yeah.
I feel like I have vertigo, to be honest.
You're telling me. Well, uno, dos. Uno, dos, trace. Yeah. Let's start the show. You know, back. You know, that's a really good Bono, man.
Thank you, man.
You should think about doing a Bono bit on stage.
The sweetest thing. Sorry, let's go.
Yeah.
I was trying to think what the lyrics were.
I was like, what the fuck? And then I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Another great song by new employers. Over here at,
we didn't wear sunglasses. I think he's going to be pissed.
I don't know, dude. Everything I've heard about Bono makes me think
he's a really cool, chill guy.
Yeah, that's pretty much everything I've gathered. So,
well, once he finds out we killed that pig, we're fucked.
Well, he'll be seeing Red, the charity that he's a big part of. Remember the iPods?
Livestrong?
That
wasn't him.
That was Lance Armstrong. believe that was neither a musician. Let's stop pissing off Bono here. Let's get into these exciting
stories. I love stories.
You remember back in the old country, Los Angeles, that city? Where we're from.
Yeah, I remember.
You hear about these strippers trying to form a union over there?
Yeah.
What is this, Starbucks or something?
Hambone.
You can't tag that one with mine.
I'll try again. What are these, strippers in a Starbucks or something? Clown college over
there. Yeah, dude. That's a union I want to bust. Am I right?
That's, Hambone.
That's cool. Apparently these strippers at the Star Garden Topless Dive Bar in North Hollywood, the best Hollywood, tried to form a union with the Actors Equity Association. No, I don't think strippers are actors.
Yeah, they definitely like you.
No, that's what I've gathered.
Hambone.
I thought they were just friendly women.
Yeah, they really, really like you, man.
Yeah, the cool ones.
Yeah, they all like you, man. They all want to touch you and
because of my charm. I go in there and I'm polite and they respect me because I'm a respectful man.
Yeah, you're very polite with your $1 bills.
Yeah. As is the currency of our day. I don't know. It's cool. You know, you go in there and for a reasonable fee they ask if you want to hang out. I mean, it's just,
you know what? This sounds like some fucking communist shit to me.
People are wondering, you know, they want to join a union. What do they want? What are they? And it says,
I mean, they already have free wings.
It says,
what more could you want?
Here's what I'm hearing. Number one, you get a lot of stage time. We all want more of that. Number two, you get paid in wings. It sounds awfully familiar, doesn't it?
Hey, coming to the waterfall stage, it's Karla Marx.
Oh.
Hambone.
That's pretty good. One of the strippers was quoted, "We like what we do. We would like our jobs even more if we had basic worker protections." Oh, you mean like the bouncer that tells me to keep my hands where you can see them?
Can I tell you something? I like to go to a strip club and I'd be like, hey, I thought there was like a no touching thing when they try to touch me.
hands off, ladies.
Hands off, ladies. This is the no touching rule.
Time's
goes both
up.
Ways.
Yeah. Yeah. My thing is that I go to strip
I'm here for the wings.
Yeah. My thing is that I try to promote equality and, you know,
yeah,
exotic
sorry,
dance
I respect
clubs.
Women.
Yeah. That's what I scream when they ask me to leave. I'm not getting paid, so I thought this was equal wages time. I thought that's what. I'm sorry. Oh, maybe if you're not happy with me not tipping you, you should form a union. And they called our little bluff.
They called our specific bluff that we've been going around and saying.
If you say it enough times, maybe they'll act on it. According to these strippers, they claim that they are live entertainers. While some aspects of their jobs are, quote, unique, they have much in common with other members of this actors union. I don't know. I mean, if this goes through, absolutely not going to be allowed to call them strippers anymore, right? Like, they're going to come up with some term to really take a lot of the fun out of this shit.
Yeah, actresses.
I guess so, yeah. I don't, what, like, professionals? I don't,
yeah,
like, I don't,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd like to see an Oscar category.
Well, number one, time to clean up the AVN awards, okay? Time to turn that into a respectable... non-exclusive,
can I tell you something?
Union friendly.
I know how fucking dumb I am, and this is me as a person dumb, not Hambone the character.
Oh, okay.
But if
Hambone,
yep.
When you said AVN, I was like, is that an Asian thing?
And
I think that's AAVE.
AAVE is African American vernacular. formerly referred to as
Hambo.
Formerly referred to as Ebonics.
Holy shit! I don't know anything. That's crazy.
You're not cultured, man.
Sorry.
You're never going to be part of a strippers union.
Didn't spend enough time in New York, I guess.
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you were busy there recovering. Apparently, part of this event in their effort to unionize is the strippers, since March of this year, physically standing out front of the club and holding picket signs. which I don't know what would get me more fucking horny than trying to walk into a strip club in summer in Los Angeles, so 110 degrees, probably full daylight to try and catch a few discounts, and it's just strippers standing outside holding picket signs chanting about equal rights.
And then you walk into the strip club and you're like, you're a bunch of scabs.
Exactly. That's right.
As Buck Cherry's playing.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, there's another detail to this, because the main representative for the, I mean, first of all, let's go ahead and list some classic stripper names, mostly food related. Cinnamon.
Yeah.
Jasmine, mostly spices, I guess.
Butter.
Yes, butter. The best spice to some.
Scary. Baby.
Scary spice, yes. The leader of this union effort is a 31-year-old stripper who goes by the stage name Velveeta.
So, I was close.
Velveeta has been working as a stripper for 5 years, and now this person is leading a unionization effort. So why don't you go ahead and describe to me what you picture when you think of a stripper that goes by the name Velveeta?
Some would say like a motherly figure.
Homely, perhaps. 31 is pushing it. I assume that this person is a matriarch in the stripper community.
Yeah. It's more like a drag situation at this point.
Let me tell you what, in my mind, Velveeta looks like. Years ago, in Gainesville, Florida, I was at a gay bar. I don't think I was participating in. I believe I was watching.
What do you mean?
Hold on. I believe I was watching.
You were participating in the gay bar?
No, I was watching as an audience member a combination... comedy. I don't think I was on the show that night. I think I just went there to watch it. I believe it was a combination stand-up / burlesque show at a gay bar in Gainesville, Florida. In fact, I'm nearly certain that I was there just watching it. And
through the window?
No. Sitting in a chair just feeling awful. And it was, you know, I think it was like comic burlesque. And the like headlining burlesque dancer was a person that went with a gender neutral title, MX, not the Deftones song, like, like we wish it were, Mix Bubbles. And this person was in many ways a woman that was pretty much shaped like you. And their act.
So hot.
Smoke show, dude. This person was topless but wearing giant Taco Bell fast food wrapper stickers as pasties.
So you're describing the hottest woman of all time.
I was busting in my fucking pants watching this. And this person's act, I can't remember what song they played, but they're standing there topless with Taco Bell pasties on. And then their act was standing over a little folding table, hunched over, and just housing two chalupas in front of a group of people that, if they felt like me, they felt really, really bad.
Dude, and, but that had to be the funniest thing that happened all night.
I guess. In hindsight, at that point, I was pretty well checked out. I was like, this is too much for me.
Well, I love that you said so you went to the gay bar and you were like, yeah, I was just watching the show.
I
was not participating in watching what I like to call the show.
Listen, it was
I
an
like
event.
To watch the boys.
It was an event. I saw a lot of things. And that, in my mind, is exactly what Velveeta, the 31-year-old union-leading stripper.
Hell from. Yeah, dude.
So,
a fucking beautiful woman inside and out.
Correct. So if this goes through, does fun even exist anymore? Because I don't need to think about labor ethics anytime that I go to a Hollywood strip club, which I would imagine is probably one of the worst places to be from the start. Maybe that's just me.
You
I don't know.
What
I've
it
only
is.
Experienced
I,
so
like
much in
the,
life.
Like the spider. Do you think the Spider-Man goes? It's it's like the off shift. He's outside. She's outside in the Spider-Man costume, and then she goes in for her shift.
Oh, you mean like the Spider-Man that like charges children for pictures?
Yes.
I thought you meant like in the comic book. comic book universe. I didn't realize you meant
Hollywood Boulevard fucking outside the Chinese theater.
I know what you're saying now. I went to a Reds game with a couple comics earlier this year, and I didn't realize that there
were people. Thanks for the invite.
I know. Yeah, you were busy succeeding somewhere. I didn't realize that there are people that do that in front of the stadium there. And there was just like, there was a dude who was just like, I'm a Ninja Turtle, but it was just a man in a t-shirt and cargo pants, or like cargo shorts and sandals, and then it had like a Ninja Turtle mask on.
So I was there.
I guess you were. And man,
it was a pretty good costume. You didn't know it was me, you fucking idiots.
I guess. Well, he was next to like fake Iron Man, and I was just like,
yep.
I was just like, we can step up the effort a little bit.
That was my friend.
I guess that makes sense. Well,
who do you think funded the whole thing? Tony Stark.
The parody artist that was able to succeed with that.
Tony Stark.
Man. But yeah, best of luck to all the folks that Velveeta is trying to, you know, lead into a better lifestyle. I mean, that's
yeah, really stepping up for women. The guy over here.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a hero. I mean, hey, let's stop monkeying around. And let's get to the next story. How about these monkeys that are masturbating with stone sex toys? researchers find. It says, first of all, wow, they really are just like us.
I think it's the greatest argument for evolution I've ever heard.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, I mean, before you know it, these monkeys are going to be signing for condos and unionizing in strip clubs.
How come when I do it, I get asked to leave the zoo?
Ah. Yeah.
Ham bone.
No, it's because you keep doing it in the giraffe exhibit. And they're like, people are trying to enjoy themselves here.
And I am too.
I know, but not that much. secondly, researchers say, I'm a researcher.
Yeah, what do you say, dude?
Well, I'm just like, what title do these researchers carry? Like, monkey jack-off scientist? Because that's... yeah, I'll take that one. No, but seriously, what's up with these monkeys?
I get, though, I mean, you understand why monkeys have to masturbate. They've had some bad press.
Okay.
AIDS.
Okay. Oh, well, bushmeat, yeah.
AIDS, and then also monkeypox.
That's true.
It's hard to get laid being a monkey right now.
Yeah, a lot of stigma, which hopefully, you know, I mean, if Velveeta can unionize a strip club, I think you and I can help retain the good
the
name.
The fucking monkeys.
That's true.
The humans fucking monkeys train that we are on currently.
And a lot of people are wondering, what kind of monkeys are these that are just beating off with stones? The answer, long-tailed macaques. Which, that's funny.
That's funny right there. I don't care who you are.
Yeah. And I
Ham-bone.
I truly don't care who you are.
Please watch the show.
Please do. Watch the show here, and then afterward you can go to Bali's Sacred Monkey Forest, where you see all these things.
Sacred?
Beating off. Did you happen to watch the video that Vice was kind enough to include in the article?
No.
It's wild that it was still able to be on YouTube, because I imagine this completely different. I thought it was like sex toys, like all of, you know, human sex toys. But no, it's literally just a monkey just like, you know, the old wooden, like ping
mugs?
Pong paddle with like the ball that you're, the monkeys are just like smacking this rock up and down on top of their little monkey wieners. It was not what I imagined at all. I was like, oh, they're taking like.
They really are like us.
I guess so, man. Yeah, I mean, great video. I'm glad. I'm glad that that's up there for all the fucking freaks to find.
Yeah, I mean, for you, dude.
Yeah, it's, well, why do you think
you
we're
found
talking?
It?
Why do you think yeah, after you sent it to me.
I didn't send you the video.
Yes.
I said, dude, you got to watch this.
Yeah, and I did, and then I said, that's too much for me. But they said that, you know, over COVID, the monkeys usually get fed food by, like, tourists and everything. And after the tourists went away, the macaques started invading the local villages to, like, break into homes and forage for food. But now they're out here just, like, beating off with all these rocks. So, I mean, what? The tourists used to just, like, come up and, like, crank all these little monkeys up? Like, I don't... What is causing all these behavior changes? What could cause such a thing?
Can I tell you? I think this is what happens when you stop monkeys from jumping on the bed.
Oh.
Hambone.
I'd like to do this to you.
Oh, you mean the guy that did 19 U2 puns when we started?
Hey, what do you think it sounds like when these monkeys jack off? Nah, it's probably more like this.
Yeah, because of the pee.
I'm absolutely going to pair this with the snip of the video. Nah. yeah, well, good for them. It sounds like they're doing well over there. Oh, good. That's still working. Well, unfortunately, I don't think you and I are going to make it to Bali anytime soon, but... maybe we can make a trip back to New York sometime soon. It sounds like in about 2 weeks we have a chance to eat at the Fancy Feast inspired pop-up restaurant in New York.
Why do that when we can do that from home, man?
Well, I think I want to go there for the culture mainly.
Yeah.
Because Fancy Feast, the cat food company, they're staging a restaurant for 2 days where they're going to serve human beings cat food inspired dishes.
Yeah.
So is this like a purge style experiment? Like, are they trying to lure people out? Are they trying to get the worst members of our society in area?
I think it's a good way to get rid of the rats.
Just to get them all there.
Yeah, get them all there.
It's very much, you know, you put the cats in, and then that takes care of the rats, and then who takes care of the cats? You know, that leaves a lot of questions to be wondered. they did name the pop-up restaurant Gatto Bianco, which is Italian for white cat. So naturally, naturally the cat eating at the, you know, the person eating at the cat inspired restaurant is white. So we know that to be true. And what they said, apparently the marketing experts over at Fancy Feast, they dared to ask the question, what if our cat food was more like Italian cuisine? And then some other person...
Yeah, these Italians are basically subhuman.
Some other person on that said, what if we tried to feed humans? And my answer is, then you'd be the dumbest fucking person that ever lived.
Hey, what do you think the dessert is? It's just a freshly caught bird?
It's just...
Hambone.
I don't know. Like, I was genuinely hoping that they would just, like, open a can of cat food and fear factor some people into eating it.
Throw it at them.
Just be like, Joe Rogan would be there, and he'd be like, listen, if you want a chance at $12,000 or however much people used to get paid on that show, then you have to eat half this fucking can of food. But apparently, they're literally just, like, serving them fish. And then the dessert is an almond cake that is, quote, studded with chocolate. So is chocolate not toxic to cats? Like,
it's not toxic to cats.
I can feed a cat as much chocolate as I want?
Yeah.
As much as I want? Sounds like I need to go to my neighbor's house that is real. Which is, of course, like this fucking cartoonish 80, 90-year-old woman who just keeps letting cats breed in her front yard. And every time I walk by her house with my dog...
You have to fucking pull your dick out and masturbate.
I would not have to do that. Every time I walk by her house, it smells like her driveway is made out of cat shit. It smells like they have paved the road to her place. On which her car, that is for some reason always covered in beach towels, is made with cat shit. I think I told you that I will be leaving for my neighborhood, and that is one of the many reasons why I'm excited to
Yeah, dude, you don't have the beach shot lady, though.
Yeah, well, I can always go back to visit her, but maybe she'll want to go with us to this fucking cat food restaurant that is going to exist for 2 days. So, if anyone is listening before this restaurant does exist, we do ask that you go there and burn it to the ground so that these people don't need to remain in society. You know, Hambone.
Yeah, brother.
We've been having some fun at the end of the show. We've been doing this real rap.
Yeah.
Right? And I've been editing the show, and I've been, I guess if I had to put a term to it, it would be massively fucking embarrassed. Not only watching myself bear sincerity onto an internet platform, which is definitively the worst thing that I want to, maybe the last thing I would ever want to do with my life, right?
Why?
But I've also been watching myself try to put words onto a musical beat, and I have realized that I am, I guess, what some would call clinically without rhythm.
Yeah, white.
I guess, yeah. I mean, not to get super racist, but I mean, it's almost as if I'm leaning into the stereotype to try to prove a point or something. And, you know, it's hard to watch.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do. And I can't seem to get on beat with anything. So I was thinking, like, wouldn't it be cool if there was an entire genre of music where it's intentionally not on beat? Maybe that would finally mash up with me. And then I was like, wait a minute, there kind of is a genre like that. I believe it's called jazz.
This sucks.
I don't think this sucks at all. As a matter of fact, I think this is really, really good.
This sucks so bad.
I think this is really good jazz that I made this afternoon.
So then, why don't you lead us off then?
Well,
why don't you get a little real?
Let me just get a little bit sincere with you here. See, it's actually quite eye-opening for me to realize that I don't have rhythm. It's kind of a hard truth for me to swallow because, if I were to be fully honest, for the first time in my life, my greatest desire is to be a musician, and I am without talent to make that happen.
This sucks so bad.
It's all on rhythm, Blake. I think you just need to kind of get into it.
I think.
Do you know how hard it is to be really bad at the only thing you've ever truly wanted to do?
It's. I hate it so much.
I don't Here's see the what thing. The issue is because did you ever
Here's
see
the thing.
How I wanted to. You ever see the movie So I Married an Axe Murderer?
Yes.
The scenes where Michael Myers does this makes me want to kill myself.
So you thought it'd be good for our show.
In my head, it already sounds better than any other thing we've done at the end just because of my cadence and how it's broken and mysterious.
Because everything is about you all the time. And it's not. The fact that you can't just count to four and be a rapper. It's not that hard. I'm doing it to jazz a little bit, even though it's throwing me off.
I thought a little bit of broken rhythm could help us make us more mysterious and aloof while also providing
that's
an avenue.
That's what everybody
to
says about you, that you're mysterious and aloof.
Actually, since you brought it up, people are saying things about me. It's coming up in conversation and on local podcasts. People are saying they don't know how to read me. A lot of them are saying, I don't know if that guy likes me or not.
Was it on our local podcast?
It's you in many of our conversations. There's only two. I was running late. I feel like I'm going to get better at jazz, but I feel like one of the things I need to get better with is interacting with human beings. I was saying before, I am bad at the one thing I always thought I wanted to do.
Is that comedy?
Hey, fuck you. feel like we're picking this up.
Yeah, you're picking it up, dude, and I'm just giving you shit.
Anyway, Blake, let's finish the show. I need to get the hell out of this venue. We've been here for 3 hours. That's too much time to sit in a comedy club. The AC isn't really on here warm enough. I need to get you one of these fans.
I am sweating.
For Christmas.
You're going to give me a Honeywell fan for Christmas?
No. Never mind. I now know what I'm going to get you for your wedding.
That's good. That's a good place to stop. That's
all right.
Funny.
Well, yeah. Thank you for tuning in for Hambone and the Guy. Please stay tuned here on U2X Radio on Sirius XM for Bono's new baking show, The Sweetest Thing.